after having to suffer one of the world's longest and most restrictive lockdowns, Filipinos are out and about. Daily COVID-19 cases are down to hundreds from a peak of 20,000 a day during the Delta wave of infections. Most restrictions have now been lifted. But the country's main airport remains only half as busy as it was before the pandemic. The threat of the Omicron variant has halted the government's plan to reopen borders.
The first strategy we've employed to delay the entry of the Omicron variant is to ban the entry of travelers from countries that have community transmission of the virus variant.
Migrant Filipino workers are exempted from the ban, but that doesn't mean they can travel without difficulty.
There are around 10 million Filipinos working overseas each year. Many of them look forward to coming home during the holiday season. But the emergence of the Omicron variant has disrupted international travel.
John Gonzaga, who works as a nurse in the UK, has not been back in the Philippines for 2 years. He had hoped to be able to fly home this Christmas, but the UK's Omicron surge has made that impossible.
Because of the new variant of Omicron and the number of cases that have been increasing, they're now putting back actually the old protocols that we have in the first wave. I think pretty soon they will announce that we're going to be on lockdown because all the neighboring countries are on lockdown already.
And it's not just leaving that's difficult. John says he has friends who are having a hard time getting back to the UK.
They're in Manila at the moment, but they just told me that they won't be able to come back here because of the travel restrictions.
Despite travel constraints, however, the Philippines Health Department has detected the Omicron variant in 3 international travelers. There's a fear it will quickly spread, but the government says the situation is under control. Barnaby Lo, Al Jazeera, Manila.